Then they started winning the ball, and they were rotating like two forwards off, two backs, and it just left us structurally a bit all over the shop, which didn't help. But they won the ball pretty well in the last quarter. But and then I thought we slaughtered some easy opportunities. Well, we did have a few that just should have been nailed. So focus on the first three quarters. We really wanted to stop it in the midfield. You know, the last few weeks, focus on turning the ball over centre forward. We've really lifted in that over the last couple of weeks. Didn't capitalise on it at all, but it was pretty difficult conditions. Early, I thought a few of blokes could have different boots on, but it's so hard to know what they need to wear, so it was a bit slippery. So it got longer than the night went. There was a lot of dew and greasiness. So I know it looked pristine, but it was quite difficult at times. So look, some of our ball movement was really quick and strong in our tackling. I was really thrilled with the first three quarters. And you know, the last quarter, there's just some reminders if you back off or you fall down in certain areas that, you know, you come under some pressure. So that was okay. But off a short break, travel, strong opposition that had been put under pressure. That a really quality team. I think if you go through their team, you know, their levels of talent in front and behind the ball and through the midfield is very, very strong. But I think if you threw Hocking in and Myers into that midfield, you know, they're certainly, their best is very, very good. So we were really, we've been happy with the way we're going, but we're certainly not satisfied. And we didn't play football that was satisfied tonight. We've got an edge about us, we're hungry, and we're keen to improve. So in some respects, we really improved tonight in the areas we wanted to, albeit we could have been better. But yeah, we know what we're working on, we liked it. And, you know, I sat at home today and watched all the Bulldogs game, you know, in awe of them in the first half. They were pretty special. But the young group probably fatigued a little bit, and the Saints really got going, and, you know, sat there and watched it to the end. So I understand their very, very best, and I also saw some vulnerabilities and some lessons learnt. So in a sense, we've already spoken to the players about that. We get 8 days to prepare, and we're coming up against a fierce opposition. I think I'd focus on their first 5.5 weeks, not their second half, although there's some learnings out of their second half. And we come through unscathed tonight.
What does that say, that you say you're still not satisfied, yet you're 2 games clear of everybody?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah. Obviously, you could be on the ladder. Things
could
be going better for you. Is it fair to say?
Well, clearly they could. Alex Vivani could be available. Dawson could be available. McFarlane could be available. But guess what? It's round six, I think. It actually means nothing. I mean, Sydney were 2-3 last year in Plundering Grand Final, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're pleased to bank 4 points, but there's plenty of challenges that lay ahead. That's league footy. There's no complacency. There's no breathing out. We'll enjoy tonight, and we'll really squarely focus tomorrow.
You mentioned mitigating circumstances. Was that just rotating and resting the backs?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to do what we did. It's hard enough with backs anyway. But look, they started to win the ball more. But structure, you could just see at times we had 3 forwards when we liked better than that. And, you know, some sloppiness. So, but we did the right thing. McFarlane's actually okay. But there were some precursors to his last injuries that we thought he was okay, we ignored. So, and Luke made the call, to be truthful. He just... because when I had the presser on Thursday morning, it was... and then you come out of that, and then we'll warm him up slowly, then he couldn't get going. He said, no, I'm out. So we just backed Luke Scroll in. And look, we're thrilled with Alex Pearce. We knew he could deliver that sort of football. And we know we got one there, and he'll continue to grow. So that's exciting for us as well. But, yeah, the challenges keep coming, obviously.
So Luke, does he come back in next week?
I don't know. He may feel the same, but if Luke was really confident, it'd be nice for him to play, you know. So, and Zach Dawson should play and appeal next week. So that helps.
What did you make of Alex
Pearce? Yeah, I just said I liked his performance. I thought the team really helped him with great pressure. I mean, you might be able to get a fist in down there, sure, if that sort of pressure. So, but look, we've watched him in Peel. If you play really good football in the Waffle of a really high standard, which he has been doing, we know that you'll stand up at AFL level. You won't be perfect, but you'll be okay. So, yeah, I thought he played with confidence. He went for his marks, got a fist in, ran off. But above all, he's a great athlete who competes fiercely. So we know he'll just continue to blossom. He's a second-year player, 196, and it's a credit to our recruiting team and developers. But once in a while, it doesn't make a summer, does it?
What's your become the premiership favourite tonight for the first time? Do you?
That's not like you, Braden, throwing around platitudes like that and big statements. No. That's okay, though.
I don't set the prices.
That's
like
all right.
Do you feel like you're the team to beat now?
So can you just clarify that question? So you're basing that question on the bookies market. Is that where we're at? I said, I feel like I've answered it. It's round six. That's all it means.
You seem pretty clear that in the last quarter it wasn't about self-preservation, i.e. the players or yourselves. You're not thinking about it's a long season. We can't go hard for a full four quarters.
Hey? I don't understand the question.
Just the last quarter, you seem to be pretty clear about it's not about self-preservation amongst the players, i.e. you're not backing off because it's a long season.
No, what I said is we rotated them and we needed to, and it disorganised us a little bit. So clearly we have got an eye to, we're in a position to take some liberties, and we took them, but it can make you vulnerable quickly. That's what I felt. I said, was that clear earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your midfield made some really good adjustments after the first term where Essendon looked like it structured really well at stoppages and had an impact, and we were in front of you, I guess, at that stage. Were you impressed with how the guys adjusted after the quarter time?
Well, I think you make a really good observation on Essendon. Like, they weren't ambushed. They really turned up. as much as that's not a great set. But they were right in the game. They had the first five entries, but we just grinded our way with the fierceness back on top, and our mids really got to work. And the quarter, I think we had 17 entries. They had the first five, and we finished with 17. So, I think it's a really good point. We worked out, but that was pleasing. Like, we had some challenges, and our leadership on the ground worked their way through it. So, but I think that just highlights how difficult the opposition is, and the competition, and that's, I hear bookies markets, and I hear, you know, people writing different stories for us at the start of the year too. So the stories change externally from week to week. We don't get caught in that yo-yo. What we get caught in is working hard and preparing, and hopefully by playing good footy you'll write really positive stuff. But at the end of the day, our motivations are to improve our footy and pursue benchmark teams, and that's what we're about. So, and if you look within the competition, you can be 47 points up and lose. You can be a back-to-back premier and play an expansion team and have some challenges and have the same amount of shots and lose. So I think you just got to look around you, and it's not our job to commentate on bookies markets and that. I just find that not quite deep enough for me. So we'll continue to write our own story. We're pursuing 4 points every time we play, but we know that's not AFL footy. We're going to have some challenges and some lapses and some opposition that get hold of us. So at the minute, we're healthy, we bank 4 points, we'll breathe out tonight, and we'll get to work tomorrow.
Ernie, you just spoke before and you said that you guys are the yardstick of the competition. I know, given what you just said, might not, but is it nice to hear things like that, the team?
Not particularly. I prefer that than we're not a very good team.
Yeah. With the growing hype around the team, how do you kind of control that? Players obviously hear things in the streets and stuff like that. It's human nature, obviously.
How do I control it? I just felt I did. I'll tell you how we go about it. We focus on and respect everyone we play, and the reality is it's round six. Nothing's been achieved. It means nothing. So we're very level. We haven't achieved anything. We know we lose two or three in a row. We know what the headlines will be. So we're all big boys. We understand the industry we're in, and that it's about W's and L's, and the only way you get the W's is to work really hard and stay level and work together as a team. So that's what we're about.
What's a word on Matthew Pavlich, given the uncertainty, to come out and kick four goals?
It was a really good effort. Matthew made the call after all the testing, so he's a very good, very, very, very good captain, and he leads really well, and I think it's just him and Walters looked pretty fresh tonight, didn't they? So it means they were handled pretty well. It was the right decision. And it just shows if you can freshen up in league footy, you get to pop a little bit. So, 8 days, we'll look to freshen them and we'll aim to pop, as the Bulldogs will. Thanks, guys.